so.
$1 million in this research project, and it all hangs on him. He's got to be cured.
Commander, I have tried everything. Nervous breakdown or whatever it is, I haven't been able to diagnose it. Oh, tough guy, don't! It's all over. He's worn himself out.
I'd say bring in a specialist. If the Navy had one who knew any more about dolphins than you do.
Commander, maybe a non-scientific, practical approach. Ranger Rick's at Coral Key. His boys have had a pet dolphin for years.
Maybe out of their experience. A lead. Something.
Commander, let's call them.
Right, let's go. You two men stick close by.
If you think we'd be of some help.
Roger enough. Bud, how would you like to visit the Navy?
Do you mean that Navy project Tadula's working on?
That's right.
You bet! Hey, Flipper, Sandy thought it was a big deal going on a camp out. We're gonna visit the Navy.
Hang on.
Come on, Flipper.
Here he comes now. This is Tough Guy in one of the research tests. Before he got these attacks. The first thing the Navy wanted us to find out is whether dolphins depend on their eyes to guide them. Now see, his eyes are open.
Flipper uses his eyes underwater and on top.
Well, we're convinced now that dolphins use more than their eyes. Now, see, those patches cover his eyes completely. But he goes right through the hoops just as fast.
Gee whiz, how does he do it?
We think they have a built-in sonar system. That's why the Navy is interested.
We're convinced they can teach us a few things.
Well, judging the amount of time I've spent with Flipper, I'd say he's got the intelligence.
As you know, the dolphin has a high potential as a work animal. Now, here's tough guy in harness. He's opened our eyes to new possibilities for communication.
We were getting him ready for other experiments when he got sick. He has the necessary intelligence, all right. Here's one of the tests he passed. Now, the apparatus there at poolside is a sort of vending machine. It's stocked with fish.
You mean if you press the right button, he gets a fish?
Well, we didn't make it that easy for him. He's given several different signals, and only one is the right one. And he had to learn which one would get him the food.
If he answers the right signal, then he gets a fish.
We made it even harder. He had to respond to the right signal within 5 seconds by pressing the lever. There. He did it again.
How long did it take him to learn to do that?
It took us 3 weeks to build the apparatus and him about 2 minutes to learn how to operate it.
This, temper tantrum he's having. Have you got any idea what's causing it?
We don't really know, Porter. Sometimes, like this morning, for instance, it just happened without warning.
What we do know is that $500,000 of our appropriation goes down the drain if we don't cure him.
Dad, do you remember the time Flipper lost his temper with me?
Right, bud.
And then we found out that the day before it happened, some kids had been teasing him. Well, maybe that's a trouble with Tough Guy.
Well, we were allowing Sunday visitors till he started to have these attacks.
I've got an idea. Why don't we introduce him to a new face, someone he's not familiar with, and see what kind of a reaction that causes.
What do you think?
I've got my diving gear in the boat.
Let's try it. If anyone knows dolphins, it's Porter.
Okay. I go.
Hold it a minute. What about the danger? Now, I know Tough Guy's never attacked anyone, but...
Dolphins never attack a human being, sir. Flipper wouldn't, I know that.
I gotta go along with Bud. It's against their nature to attack a human being.
All right, but be careful. Remember, Tough Guy isn't Flipper.
Easy now, easy. So tough. Nobody's gonna hurt you. Take it easy, boy.
Take it easy.
Take it easy, tough guy.
For a while there, I thought you were a goner.
Dolphins have killed even sharks by ramming.
A tough guy could have hit me, but he didn't.
Dad! Dad! Dad, look! I think Flipper made him quiet down.
Say that tough guy was having some sort of a nervous breakdown?
Yes.
Well, you know, some doctors recommend a change of scene for that condition.
What do you mean?
Dad, do you mean that we should take tough guy to our pen and let Flipper play with him and help him?
That's what I've got in mind, bud.
Well, we haven't been able to do him any good here.
Tough guy see Bud and Flipper playing.
When you see affection, you want affection.
Let's hope. Seems interested.
Hey, Dad, how about letting Flipper feed tough guy? That ought to make them friends.
It's a good idea, Bud. Come on up.
You are going to give Flipper the fish and he's going to give him the tough guy?
Sure. Here you are, Bud. Here's a fish. Now watch this.
Flipper? Now here, I want you to give this to Tough Guy, understand? Hey, I said Tough Guy, not you! Now Flipper, give this to Tough Guy. I'm not fooling. I won't play with you for a whole week if you don't give it this time. Understand? Now, come on, Flipper.
I don't believe it.
About that.
Now, if this doesn't convince Tough Guy that Flipper's his friend. Dad, do you suppose we could put Flipper in the pen with Tough Guy?
Well, what do you think? It's your dolphin.
Well, they seem friendly enough. But let me get Tough Guy away from the gate.
All right.
Here, Tough Guy.
All right, Bud, open the gate.
When he refused it. But if he lets me do it now, I'll know being here is good for him. All right, boys, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
going to tell the commander that I am sure we are on the way to a cure.
Well, good. You can use our telephone if you want. But you get washed up and we'll have lunch.
Okay, then. Worth $500,000 to the United States Navy.
$500,000? Dad, what are we gonna do?
But we're gonna find that dolphin and bring him back. If we can.
Flipper will help. Won't you, Flipper?